The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Let's call this free lunch. The following information has been around and around, but the powers that be ignore it. Now, hopefully, those in charge will listen. This should make everyone think. It's a view from a California school teacher. As you listen to the news about student protests over illegal immigration, listen to this. Title I schools are on the free breakfast and free lunch program, a full program with cereal bar with fruits, juices, and eggs. The waste of this food is monumental, with trays and trays of it being dumped in the trash uneaten. These are our tax dollars at work. I estimate that well over 50% of these students are obese, or at least moderately overweight. About 75% or more do have cell phones. The school also provides daycare centers for the unwed teenage pregnant girls, some as young as 13, so they can attend class without the inconvenience of having to arrange for babysitters or having family watch their kids. These are our tax dollars at work again. Free medical, free education, free food, daycare, etc. Is it any wonder they feel entitled not only to be in this country, but to demand rights, privileges, and entitlements? Higher insurance, medical facilities closing, higher medical costs, more crime, lower standards of education in our schools, overcrowding, new diseases, etc. This is not working. Americans, we need to wake up. The guest program will be a disaster because we will not have the guts to enforce it. Here is the bottom line. A part of the third world culture that does not value education but accepts children getting pregnant and dropping out of school by age 15, and that refuses to assimilate, an American culture that has become so weak and worried about political correctness that we don't have the will to do anything about it. We cannot deal with it. Yet our compassionate nature is not helping illegals and hurting ourselves. We can no longer carry these burdens when our own country is about to financially collapse. The truth is, there are no more tax dollars to subsidize illegals. Americans, it's time for us to tighten our own belts and try to save our own way of life. And the illegals should go back home and help themselves. There is something wonderful about doing it on your own. It gives one indescribable dignity and self-respect. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.